Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can reach us two times a week. We are now on Tuesdays from 7 to 8, and phone in Fridays from 1 to 2 o'clock. You can also, if you've missed our shows, you can go in and download our archives, the podcast, using your RSS or iTunes feed buttons. You can also go on to divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you have any topics or conversations or if there's anything that you have questions or you want to hear more about, or if you know somebody who offers a very unique service, that's a way for you would be able to connect with Marie and I to be able to get them on the air so they can talk about what they do. So if anything that has to do with spirituality or enlightenment and bringing light into the world, we are open to different modalities and techniques and teachings out there. So we're open to that. And we also have a Facebook page called Divine Goddess Radio. Please go and like us. And once a month, we do choose a listener to, or I'm sorry, somebody who likes our Facebook page for a half-hour free reading. So be that individual who gets chosen by the end of the month, and we do our selection at the end of the month that we choose our individual who does get that reading. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday.
Welcome. Hope you all are staying warm wherever you are, because it's cold here in Minnesota, and I'm freezing for one.
Well, you know what? Before we get started on our show, I do want to make the announcement that Marie and I, this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley and Beth Jacobson, and we are intuitive clairvoyance, and this is what we do for our business, and enlightening other individuals is our passion, so this is why we do this Blog Talk Radio show. And we are now in a position to where, if there's anybody out there to where they are wanting to start their own Blog Talk Radio, please connect with us, because we are doing something new that we're just now putting out there and offering to where, if you're wanting to do the radio show, you can connect with us, and it can be done through the Divine, it would be sponsored by the Divine Goddess Radio show. You would work up the details with us. So if you're somebody to where we've built the platform, we have the listenership, so if it's something, a unique service, and like I said, if it's a spirituality-based, it's about bringing more light into the world, please connect with Marie and me, Marie or myself, excuse me, at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and or our Facebook page, and you know, private message us. And we're more than happy to sit here and work out details with you. And we also have other business opportunities if you're wanting to advertise through us, if you're wanting to invest in this service that we offer. You can also connect with us that way also. So Marie also she's a realtor for Century 21. If you are interested in the Minnesota area to buy or sell a house, contact her. It's 651-303-0555. And if you're wanting an individual or group reading or teaching class, Marie and I also do that. You can email us, and you can also reach Marie at her phone number or my phone number, 651-900-4136. Okay, I think I took care of business, so we're on with our tonight's topic.
And another thing, too, is if you ever want, you know, us to come down and teach a class and have it in your home and invite a number of people, we can certainly do that as well. So just contact us, and we can go through the details with you.
Exactly.
So last week we talked about journaling and how to journal, because I know we talk about it a lot on the show. We recommend that. It comes through on readings. And so we wanted to give people, you know, a way or a background on how to journal. And then going along with journaling is creating a vision board. And I've had a number of people say, well, I don't know what a vision board is, so that's why we decided to do this show on how to create one. And, you know, a vision board is a really good tool to manifest your dreams, your goals, whatever vision, whatever, you want
whatever
to happen for the year. Yeah. It's a great way to put that out and put it, make a visual manifestation for yourself, I guess is the best way to do it. So so that's what we thought we would talk about this evening.
Exactly. And I've made up, you know, I do many of them. You can get them big. I've seen people who've had them the size of their walls. I've seen them on poster boards. Mine are on poster boards. You can put them in different sizes of journals, and that way you can create something. I have friends who do vision boards for a weekly basis, you know, goals they want to accomplish in a week, and they have pictures or words that they do. And it's just something to, you know, it's everything that you do. It's a way to be able to focus on an image. And if it's a desire, a goal, whatever it is, business, or if it's something personal or something spiritual, it can be anything that you want to achieve a goal on. It's a good way of every single day that you have something to look at and something to meditate with. And a lot of people, like I'm a seer. I need to look at what it is that I want to manifest. My imagination isn't like it used to be, so it gets me back into the swing of being able to imagine stuff and make it as elaborate as I want to. So it's a really cool way. I just created one just the other day, finished it, and now I'm wanting to create another one for another goal that I want to manifest. So they really do work, you guys. They really do work. When your goals come into action, you have this vision board going, oh, my goodness, I did this last year, and it all came true. So, and it doesn't necessarily take a year, but there is no time frame on it. But it's a really cool, like Marie said, tool to use.
Yeah, and I, you know, you can, like Beth said, you can create as many vision boards as you want. I found one of those bulletin boards, you know, the padded bulletin boards. And
oh, yeah.
So I have that in my bedroom next to my bed with pictures of men because I want to manifest my soulmate. And so that's all it has on there. So you can have different ones, you know. If you want to manifest a vacation, you can put together a small board and put different pictures of where you want to go and be very specific. So you can do as many as you want. You don't have to have just one, you know. So I would say the best way to start is, you know, you're writing in your journal and you're writing things that you want to manifest and you write down your intentions. So now you want to take some of those and you want to make a visual board out of it. So how big of a board do you want to do? Determine that size and then get the medium that fits best. Most of us do just a poster board. You can go to the dollar store and get a poster board.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and then you can cut it in half. You can cut it in quarters. You can do whatever you want.
And, you know, the thing is, this is a really cool thing. You can use magazines, cut out pictures, words, you know, and the spam mail that we get that we want to throw away, keep it. Pictures that you find that you might be interested in, so it's just a visual aid and you can imagine something bigger, or you can cut out the words and then have a vision board party with you and a bunch of individuals, and you're creating it, and that way you're doing it, because we tend to follow through when we have a party versus doing it on our own.
Right. So in order to get your pictures or whatever images you want, you can, as Beth said, you can get magazines. You can go through the internet and print stuff off. If you have old stickers, you know, you can go to the craft store and get stickers.
Yeah.
You can get, you know, anything that has that image of whatever you want to create. And then go ahead.
I'm sorry. Or just even draw it. For those of
you
who love
to
draw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you want to. Yeah, so once you have all your images, then you can lay your board out and then kind of design how you want your board to look. You know, do you want to have a header and then have images below it? Do you want to have sections? You know, is there a time frame? You want this to happen first, that to happen, and that. I mean, let your imagination run wild.
I usually, just for those who are going, oh, my God, I can't make a decision, and I'm not quite sure how I want to do it, I usually break mine up into either 2 to 4 sections. It depends on, and I usually have what I want to accomplish in my personal life. So if I want more peace of mind, tranquility, so I work on that, and that's personal and spiritual. Then right now on my vision board, I also have, because I want to get weight loss, so I have visions of words that are positive, and then I have a body image. Granted, the reality is I'm a big bone girl, so I'm not going to get down to that size. But it's like, you know what I want my body to look, you know, so I have something to look at going, so I can imagine that I can have, you know, to my body size type. That I did, unfortunately, I didn't take pictures of me when I was thinner, because I'm looking at all my pictures going, Jesus, only have my weight gain since grad school. So it's like, doggone it, otherwise when I was younger. So you can do it on that. You can do it on, like Marie said, to manifest trips. I also have that one because I want to travel around the world and the United States this year to do classes and, you know, different kinds of things, because I have a lot of products that are in the making that I'm going to be selling very soon. So there's different things that you can do, and you can change it. You can change it on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, as often as you want.
Yeah, I mean, and if you have your vision board and you have certain images that come, you know, that you've pasted there, and if something actually manifests for you, you know, make yourself an, I mean, if your board manifests, make yourself a new board. And if you want more of what you got, add it to your new board. I mean, you, the sky's the limit on this, on these things.
You know, and then here's a good idea. I just now thought of this. Write down when you created your vision board, and if you are writing different sections, write down when you started it, when you created that, and then when you manifested, so you can see how fast you rapidly manifested stuff. Some is going to be instantaneous, you guys, and some it's going to be about divine timing. And, you know, you have to remember it's cause and effect out there, and it's the law of attraction. You have to stay positive. You have to believe it. So, and that what you're going to manifest really fast is what you really, really wanted. And like we talk about during other shows, if it doesn't manifest right away, as Maria said in the past, it's a time to reevaluate it. Is that what you really want, or do you need to look at rewording it differently and
right.
getting place in your words?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and where would you put your vision board? I mean, you can put your vision board anywhere that you want. I mean, if you have a business and you have one for business and you're self-employed or even – you know, working in a company, keep one by your desk so that you're always looking at it and always seeing that inspiration. If you have relationship issues or maybe whatever, you're trying to manifest a relationship, keep one in your bedroom with all your relationship stuff that you want to manifest. You know, you can keep them. You can keep one in your car. Maybe you want to manifest a new car. Make a small one and keep it posted in your old car.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Or you can sit here, and if you have a meditation space or an altar, you can make it to where you put it right there. And I have mine right by my bed, so I see it when I go to bed at night and when I wake up in the morning, and I really visualize it. And I imagine that I have it already. I'm in the moment. I'm in the thought process of I already have it. I've manifested it already. And so it's in that belief system. So it's like you need to sit here. Don't say, this is what I want, because then the universe is hearing you saying you don't have it. And so they'll bring more of what it is that you don't have. So let the universe know, I already have it. And just believe that it's an etheric form, that it's out in everything before it manifests in physical form, you guys. It has to manifest out, way out there in the ethers. And then it comes into fruition in physical form when you really, really believe it. And that's where the law of attraction comes in and cause and effect. You have to believe it. You have to see it. You have to feel it, think it. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, it's there.
Right. Absolutely. I think, you know, and I know that people in business also, if you're self-employed, you have your goals. You know, if you meet and you have your, okay, what are my business goals for the year? What are my business goals for the next 5 years? Instead of writing it down in a business planner, make a vision board so that you can see that and you're always reminded. And, you know, when you look at your board, you say, oh, that's my goal for 6 months. I'm already there. Let's get on to the goal of the next 6 months. Because if you keep looking at it and saying, I have it, it manifests a lot faster.
Ooh, here's a good idea, you guys. How about we sit here and let's do this for everybody who's tuning into this. Marie and I are going to do it also. I'm already including you. But those of you who want to do this, who are ready to start your spiritual-based business, you have a general idea of what you want to do, let's all do a vision board. Marie and I already started a group. We had talked about that we're going to get a business or like a group, a support group going. We live in Minnesota. So those of you who are going, well, that's great, because we don't live in that area, so we can't meet with you. We can always get creative. As we, Marie and I, as we can continue to grow with Divine Goddess Radio, you guys, we're going to be more techie to where we're going to have video and we'll have instant where you guys can be here with us. But that's down the road. That's a little more into the future. We're just not quite there yet. But those of you who are listening that are in our area, let's set up a vision board. And so the next time that we meet, we're meeting on a monthly basis every third Wednesday. And if you guys who live in different cities or countries want to be a part of that, how about you guys get onto our Divine Goddess Radio, our Facebook page, like us, and be a part of the community and start, we can do a vision board, but we can do it through words until we are set up to where we can do the, you know, the video to where you guys can see what it is that we're doing. And then you'll have that support system and we can check in with each other. And we'd be able to communicate that when we end.
Yeah, because I think what we're going to do is we're going to create a vision board and I'm going to figure out the best video source, the way to videotape us, and then I'll put the little video clips on the Facebook page so that you
can see
the board evolving.
Ooh, there you go. So there you go, you guys. That will be your incentive because we're all going to do it together, and so it's based on the honor system. Everybody's going to do what they're going to do. And so that way you're part of a group. It's just not where you have the actual physical contact in person, but we're all going to be doing this together. And then we can, you know, Marie and I can set up another time to where maybe one time a month we'll have a show to where people can call in and check in. I don't know. We'll talk about that more. I'm just saying this out loud. So obviously, you know, that's something that we need to consider. So anything
well,
is possible.
And also for people listening, if you're interested in maybe getting a Skype group session together, let us know as well, because we can always create a little group on Skype, and we can either use cameras or not cameras, and then we can do a meeting once a month through Skype as well.
So if that's something that sounds good, just
send us your feedback either by email or on the Facebook page, and if you're interested, you know, we'd love to get that going.
Exactly. And again, our email is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Or Facebook us, that's going to be the instant, probably the best way is through the Facebook. Because Marie's on there a lot more often than I am. And every once in a while, I'll check in. Marie's the one is our go-to girl when it comes to that stuff. I'm trying to get better at it, but okay, that will be something that, but I think those are some ideas that we're putting out there. So have you done any vision boards recently yourself, did you say, Marie?
No, I have one started, but it's more for my relationship side. And then in my journal, I do my new moon checks, my pension checks. I started using my journal as a vision board so that as I'm going around, I can see, you know, I can paste things in there. But, I have about 3 or 4 boards that I want to start making and put together and keep them around, one for business, one for our radio show, one for relationships, one for myself. So, yeah, I've got a number of boards I want to get started.
And now you guys remember the universe works in what is your priority, because if you try to manifest 10 different things at once, your energy is scattered and the universe can't pick up on exactly what it is. So you're going to want to go with what's the most important thing. It doesn't mean you can't create the vision boards all at once. The one thing you're going to focus on as that goes on, and like I said, there isn't a time frame. Some people are going to manifest faster than others. That's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. We're all different because we're all going towards the same thing, but we're all on different, you know, different paths, different journeys, because we all have different lessons that we're supposed to get from it. So my thing would be write it down, journal about it, then do a vision board, and then you focus on one, no more than two things that are going on, and watch for them to manifest. Know your business. That might be more of a long-term goal. It might be right away. It's not for me to say, versus like if you're wanting a new wardrobe, that's going to be a little more, I would say, a little, not instant, but it would be a little quicker than per se, you know, starting up a business. So set your priorities of what it is that you need first, and then remember to be grateful for what it is that you're manifesting. The more grateful, the more gratitude you give to the universe, the more they realize that you're acknowledging that you're not the only one out there who's doing this all together, that there is divine help out there for you. So,
right.
I myself tend to be, I have to remember to be more grateful. I have to be more grateful. I am reminded constantly that you're not grateful enough, and I need to remember to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I say it in physical form, just not, you know, to the others that are out there helping me. So I have to remember that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And also, Beth had mentioned before that you can meditate with your board. You know, if you keep one with your altar, start your day, you know, if there's something specific that you want to manifest, put that on your altar where you do your daily meditations and focus on that particular board at that time. Because meditating on it also helps bring in that energy and then, you know, points it towards that board and what you want to manifest.
Hey, you guys, I want to put a little, not a challenge, because it's not about challenge, it's not about races, but for those of you who are wanting to manifest a new car, I'm going to do that because there's a certain car I want to manifest, and Marie, I never thought about putting it in my car right now, so that is something that I am going to do, and I ask those of you who are wanting to manifest a car, let's do that. Let's put it in the car we have now, and let's see if it actually how fast we can get it to work, and if it really does work that way, to be able to put it in our car, see how fast we can manifest our new car. And then let us know how fast and quick and how easy it was for you to do that. I'm just curious, because I'm going to try that. What if that was my hold-up, Marie? I just needed to put it all on a little vision board in my car and tape it, and then
yeah.
I can look at it every day. Wouldn't you
exactly.
Just, oh, my Lord, I'm just like, that's the need of a new car. Oh, Beth, excuse me. I'm manifesting a new car. I am manifesting. Not needing or wanting, to clear and delete. I am manifesting my brand new car. I want a 2014 Kia Soul. I'm putting it out there. Fully loaded. Fully loaded. I just love that car for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good car. If you have any tips on vision boards, or if you've had success with a vision board, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to call in, 347-327-9360. You know, sometimes it's good to get feedback from people whose boards have worked.
Oh, yeah.
Help someone else. And we actually have a caller online. I'm going to pop in and see if they might have a story for us. Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Hi, Melvin.
Hello,
Do you have a story board?
Yeah, actually, I did make a vision board, and it was, I believe it's exactly what you guys were talking about, don't put too much information on one board. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And I said, oh, my God, that's what I did. But
wow.
Now, yeah, I mean, I put all my goals and everything, time frames and all that, pictures, everything on the board. But since you all just told me that, I was not aware about the universe couldn't grasp all that information, you know, because it, you know, confuses the universe. And so now I'm going to go back and do one at a time.
Well, you know, the thing is you can leave it there, but look at the certain part of your board that what is your priority that you want to manifest first. It's not that it won't manifest, but it's like look at what you want to manifest first? What's your priority? You can keep it all together. The universe isn't going to know if it's all on one board, because when you look at it, it's what are you visualizing on? So you just prioritize. So if it's like I said, if it's a new wardrobe, you focus on that. And you do one at the, you can do one thing at a time. People tend to say it manifests a lot faster that way. Granted, the energy is in a different space right now. For, you know, it isn't for me to sit here and say that you couldn't manifest 10 things at a time. That hasn't been the way it's been in the past, but the past is the past, just so you know. So don't let me, well, I'm only reporting to you my experiences and experiences that I've had from others, but it's not saying it couldn't happen.
Oh, okay, because the fact I did put a time frame on it.
Good.
So it's in the past, though. The dates and the years are in the past. So.
Oh,
I will have to refresh that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people make their boards, they might make them a couple times a year, or they might start out a new year with a brand new fresh board.
Right.
And, you know, because, and if you take a look at people's vision boards, you know, if you go on the internet and look at vision boards, you'll see they're loaded with a lot of stuff. I mean, you can have a big board and you can have a lot of things. But when you're doing your meditations and you're saying, okay, what is my, I have so many goals I want, but what do I want right now first? So that's the board, that's the part of the board that you focus on and say, all right, in order for me to get to this point, I need to have this one done first.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, I was just calling as well to see if you are doing any readings tonight.
We're not doing it tonight, but we are doing them on Friday.
On Fridays? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every Friday
we
do a phone-in Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold, okay, so if you want to listen. You can continue to listen. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. So if anybody else has a tip, I mean, it's kind of nice, you know, when someone calls in and they share their story, because there's someone out there listening who maybe has not even gotten to that point of starting a board, and then you hear other people doing it, and it gives you that incentive to make your own.
And exactly, you guys, we appreciate call-ins because Marie and I don't know everything there is to know. We're only speaking from our experience, just so everybody knows. And, geez, you could be a step ahead of us. So God bless it. We're all here to help bring more light into the world. That's my philosophy. That's all I care about. Like I said, I want light in this world. So give us, if you guys have helpful tidbits for those of you who manifest really fast, and you're using vision boards, by all means, give us a call if you're drawn to it to give us some tidbits and tips on what you are doing. So all we want to do is help other people get to that point, right, you know. And when you have this long-term goal that you want to see, it kind of looks nice putting it on a board, so it gives you something to sit here and continue to dream about so that it can come into fruition. So any bit of information is nice.
Oh, it is. And also, I mean, we all go through our days, you know, when sometimes the energies are bad, sometimes the solar flares are bad, and sometimes it's just bad. And, you know, you just want to just throw your hands up in the air and go, forget it. But if you have that board in front of you, it's a constant inspiration, so that when you are not feeling your best, you can just look at it and say, you know, I do have a dream, and that dream, I'm looking at my dream, and why can it not happen to me? It can happen to me. I'm having a bad day, but this is going to motivate me to keep going.
You know, just like Oprah Winfrey says, anything is possible, you know. If you have a wish, it can happen. If you have a dream, it can happen. It's not just certain individuals, but nobody said that anything's going to happen overnight, so you just have to continue to have that vision board just gives you something to focus on. It's just a focal point. That's all it is. So you can sit here, and you have to remember, divine timing is everything. It's everything. And if something's not happening and your gut's telling you that it's not going to happen, that's an opportunity, as Marie and I have talked about, to step back and look at what do you need to do differently then, and is that really what your heart's desire is? Is that what it really is? So it gives you an opportunity to really reevaluate it, and maybe you need to come up with a new plan.
It's about
you know, learning lessons. It's about growth. So that's all it's about.
Yep, I have I know someone who did a vision board when she started dating this guy, and they actually did a vision board together, but they wouldn't show each other the vision board. And she had found this ring, and she said, "This is the ring that I want from this man." When he proposed, and he had not seen her board, she got that ring.
Okay, I was just going to ask, so they did have two different vision boards?
Yep, they had two different vision boards, but they said, "We're not going to, we don't want to look at each other's." And that's, she wanted that relationship to go towards marriage. And she wanted a specific ring, and when he proposed, that's the ring she got. So, you know, the power of manifestation is very strong.
Exactly, exactly. Well, isn't that cool? You know what? That's the second story that I've heard. I heard somebody who journaled about it, and she put it on a vision board, and she's in her 60s, and she manifested the man of her her dreams that he's even beyond anything she ever expected. So I'm going, oh, women, including me, there's hope. There's hope. They're out there,
well,
Marie.
Cool.
They're out there.
Well, and I really think, you know, I mean, if you look at the universe, I mean, how many vibes and waves do they get coming their way? And I think if you journal it and you specifically put stuff on your board, it's almost like it gives you a clear-cut
vision
path right to what the universe is saying. Okay, now I know exactly what you want. Now I know exactly what you want. Is it good timing for you? Yes. Is it good timing for you? No. But at least you've got something very clear cut rather than sitting in a chair going, I think I want this. Well, I might want that. I don't know. Do I want this? You know, when you're very clear in what you want, that's when it comes to you.
Okay, I've got a question for you since you said you have a vision board on, you know, your guy. Do you even have a picture cut out about what he looks like?
Yes, I do.
What do you? Is it who I think it is?
No, I don't know. It's I've got three different pictures of him.
No, I haven't tried that. I've
and
never
you know
been
what else I have? What I also
what?
Have, though, on my vision board next to the pictures, I had
what?
Written... I had written in my journal the things that I had written down things I want in a relationship and things I don't, you know. And the things I don't part, I had a burning ceremony and got rid of that. So now I have this list of things that I want, and I've got that list, and it's like three pages. I've got that next to the pictures of that guy. But, you know.
Yes.
I want it. This is specifically what I want. I don't want to go through that crap again, so I want to put the good stuff out there.
Well, I want tall, dark, and handsome. I'm not picky. As long as he is the guy of all guys, for us it's like, wow.
Yeah,
mine's like legal pad to paper, front and back of what it is that I want, the aspects and characteristics of. Yes. And then...
Yep.
And like I said, for those of you right now, because a lot of people are wanting to manifest and get healthy, and a lot of people are going, I don't want to go to a gym. So there's many different ways that you can, you know, if you're wanting to get more enthusiastic about walking. Marie and I go mall walking, so it might be true you have an incentive of walking in the mall and, or, you know, walking somewhere and, you know, visualizing every day. You might have pictures of a body that's progressively getting firmer and tone, and so that's your vision. I mean, that's your visual, to where you can sit here and imagine that's you. And as you can imagine that, remember that's your body that's going to be able to feel that, because you're able to imagine. The more that you can imagine yourself in that situation, the quicker you do get to the manifestation process of it. So it'll be very interesting if how many people out there have the vision board to do with getting healthier.
Oh, yeah.
Body.
I mean, right, and this is a perfect time to start. I mean, you're starting a brand new year, and, you know, you can forget everything that happened last year. Just let it go. It didn't work, whatever. Just start out the new year with something fresh, something positive, and, you know, try it. I mean, don't give up. Just keep trying it in different ways.
This is a year for people to get rid of their weight. It seriously is. The old is done. So this is going to be the year you're going to see a lot more successes with people getting rid of the weight and less frustration.
Well, and also Chinese New Year is coming at the end of January, early February, and it's Year of the Horse. We're just leaving the Year of the Snake, which was all about getting rid of secrets and getting rid of all that old crap. And Year of the Horse, boom, everybody's going to go galloping forward. So, you know, that's also this, it all ties in timing-wise. So whatever you want to, you know, work on for the new year, get rid of whatever you don't need and get that vision board going so that when we switch to Year of the Horse, you are basically taken off from the gate.
Hey, this is just it has to do with the subject. It's not vision boards, but it has to do with what you said about the Chinese year. I'm a snake.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean anything when it was the Year of the Snake? Is there like when that's what I am and it was the year of that, does that mean anything different?
Well, it does sometimes. I know the Year of the Horse is also going to be very good for people of Year of the Snake who are born in Year of the Snake, because Chinese astrology has so many different aspects. You know,
yeah.
you have your animal year that you were born, so that means something, and then the Year of the Horse means something different, and it's actually a wood horse, so...
Oh,
there's a lot of information. I would probably look it up and see what it means specifically for your sign. But
okay.
From what I was reading, it's going to be good for people born in the Year of the Snake.
That were born in the Year of the Snake? Yeah. My roommate's here. Did you hear that, Carol? It's my year.
It's supposed to be a really good year for everybody. Everybody, this is a... You know, I mean, we've talked about on the show that there's a big shift coming into 2014, that 2014 is going to be the year of movement, forward movement. So,
woohoo! And it feels great, folks. It's only, what, January 21st, and man, am I feeling great. I feel like I'm in alignment with everything right now.
Yeah, things have really, really, really shifted and really, really moved in a forward way. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So, I like I said, great time. Last week we talked about the journaling, good time to start your journaling, and good time to start your vision board.
Hey,
create
you guys,
your own future.
Exactly. And you know what? For those of you who may not have the space to be able to do it, go to the library. Like I said, get together with friends, a group of people. Go to a bookstore, whatever. You have I'm not going to do any free advertisement, but go to a bookstore and create stuff. Like I said, journal, get a little more clarity on what it is you want to manifest, and then put it on a vision board. So I would suggest journal it first, gain clarity and some understanding, and then to visualize it. And then as you're visualizing it, then you can also journal it and break it down into steps, or you can put it on the vision board as well. So they can both the journal and the vision board can go hand in hand, and they can work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's why I also put it in my journal because, you know, I keep a mini one in my journal because my journal goes with me, and then I can always open it and get my inspiration as I'm on the go. And then
exactly.
I don't have to carry a big board with me.
I've seen people do it for their houses down to the specifics and, like, 5 years down the road to where they're going, oh, my Lord, as they're unpacking a box that they forgot about, they pulled it out, and here they're going, oh, my Lord, I forgot that this is a house that I dreamt of because of, you know, life getting busy, blah, 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 blah. And it was exactly what they had put down on a vision board 5 years ago, and down the road they manifested what it – I mean, it didn't take 5 years, but down the road they ended up finding a vision board that they had forgotten about because of life and realized that they manifested exactly what it is that they wanted. So isn't that cool? You forget about it and here you already manifested it already down the road.
I know, and that's the thing, too, is like, you know, what do you do? Do you keep your vision boards?
No, I get rid of them.
Or do you get rid of them?
Board, my vision boards have shifted and changed, and it might be like last year what I wanted to manifest. This year I'm going, starting all over. I'm wiping the tabula rasa. I'm starting all over. So now my vision boards are more precise. And, like, I know because I get called to when I need to do it again. I'm getting called to create another one to be a little more specific. So if it's a little more clear, then I have two of them right now. And so I think I have to make another one so that the very first one is going to be thrown away. But I'm manifesting really fast and not realizing it until after the fact I'm getting called, go to the vision board and look at this. And it may not be exactly the way I wanted it, but I still did manifest. And it's like, okay, technically, yes, I did manifest. So it's like, wow, look at that. Okay, now let's see if I can get a little more detail next time. And so a lot of it has to do with building that, you know, the belief system that you really can manifest and that you do have the power of, you know, what does come into your life, what exits from your life, that you do have control over that. So it's a good reminder, a very good reminder. For those of you who might be stuck in the victim mode, sit here and look at your life right now and look at what you're creating and what do you want to do differently and how are you going to go about doing it. This would be a good tool to use, an excellent tool.
I think it would be a good thing to maybe take a picture of your vision board before you get rid of it so you can look back. Because I was thinking, God, well, how do you, because if you want to look back and see, okay, did my vision board work and you get rid of it, I don't know, my memory's not that great.
I remember it, but that's a good idea, Marie. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, so then if you take a picture of it, then you can get rid of it if you're going to do a new one, but then you at least you have something to go back on, and, you know, you can print that picture and stick it in your journal, because then you have a record, and then you can, you know, journal off of that.
You're so smart, Marie. You're so smart.
Oh, well, you know, they come in and they give me these great ideas.
But that is a good idea to sit here and to journal and document what you've made and what's manifested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think that's a great way to, not only is it a good way for you to keep track of your goals and what is going on in your life, but it's a good talking point to help someone else out, too, because you have a record of it.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing that you said. I have manifested. I wanted an office space for the price that I asked for, but mm-hmm. I forgot to ask the location that I wanted it in. So it's in a location that I do not want to have to drive there every day, you know, into the cities. I want it more around where I live. So now I have to read you. So I'm going, wow, I manifested that one really fast. So now I have to do it differently for a space here around this area.
Right. And that's what you hear a lot. Be careful what you ask for, because you can ask for things and it'll come. And it'll come in a very humorous way.
Yeah. You do want to be very specific on, okay, what do you want and where do you want it? So, and I know it's because I'm not drawn to have to go in there. I don't want to have to deal with the city traffic. I want more of the suburbs, you know, so. The cities are not a fun place to drive in.
No.
Minneapolis, for those of you who don't live here. It's not a fun place to have to drive if you don't have to. So,
exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to redo my thing and manifest a closer to where I'm at. So.
Well, cool.
Anyhow,
cool.
Not fun.
Yeah. So, fun, I mean, you know, those are, I mean, we've given out a lot of good tips for a vision board. I hope you all will at least try to attempt to make one. I mean, just go to whoever you know and just ask for old magazines and say, hey, you know, if you're going to recycle them, let me have it, and then have fun with it.
Yep. You can also do, like if you do a vision board, you can put it up on a wall. Like I said, you can do anything. You can lay it on your desk. You can also put a crystal grid around it and make sure that that crystal grid, you guys, is a sacred space that nobody breaks it or goes into it. And anytime you enter into it, it can be big or small, that you're very mindful of the energy that you're going into. So if it's a big one that fits the size of the room, then make sure that people aren't going to be running in and out of that, because that can sit here and break up the energy that you're putting into it. Again, it's about mindfulness. So I've heard people say things about when they do crystal grids that they manifest a lot faster. I haven't asked them what specific crystal they use, but that would be a good way of getting onto the internet, doing your research on what crystals do, because they all hold different properties, and what you want to put in your crystal grid. And you can also do a vision board to where you have a circle with those crystals and then put pictures in there. So you can get creative with that, too, and put words in that. So the universe sees everything, you guys. It's very telepathic. So it sees, and then just say it like in meditation. Or anytime you go and meditate on it, you read or look at the picture, and any thought that you're having with it, that's going to go out into the universe, just so you know. So there's so many different ways to get creative in your vision boards. Very creative.
So what do you think of this idea? I mean, how would you think if you know, someone doesn't want their grid disturbed, if they took like a cabinet, you know, either in a kitchen or in a hallway or something, and then put their little altar or grid in there and then shut the door?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, seriously.
That would be a great way to do it and then not have people walk all over it.
Yeah. And then you open it up and it's like you put your energy into it, and then you let your loved ones, if you share your space with loved ones, saying, please honor this and this is mine. And you know, if you live with one ones who are going to honor you, they're going to not open it up and saying this is what it's for. And it could be to where, you know, maybe, you know, if there's four different shelves in there, each one has a different one. So if they're going to open up the shelves, first and foremost, they're going to be very mindful. They're not going to rush and go in there. That means they're going to come in at a slow pace and be very mindful of the energy that they put into it so they don't disturb, you know, the really good energy that's going into it. And then you want to anchor that. First you want to anchor. This is what I'd recommend, that you anchor that space, you know, with 100% love and light. And, you know, you want to set it in all the directions of the northwest, southeast, as above and below, and that everything is for your highest and best good in the most positive way, and so that anything that enters into the space is sacred. So that means sacred thoughts, sacred feelings, sacred words, and pictures, so whatever you're doing. And it's a great way for people to become a lot more mindful of what it is they're doing. Try it. You know, it's a sacred space, so, you know, you can have a drawer, a dresser drawer, if that's your sacred space, too. You know, and it's just talking to your loved ones, going, this is mine, please honor it. And you'll be
or
amazed.
Or a cabinet. A small little cabinet. You know?
Yeah. I've never tried that. That would be really interesting, but I've got a lot of space. I have altars everywhere in my space, in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, if anything, I'm too scattered. I need to, like, narrow it down to no more than, you know, probably two, three at the very most.
I know. You're starting to take over my space, too.
I can do one board 1 week and another board another week and another board another week, and it's setting priorities. But right now I'm in that phase of, you know, this is my priority. I need to get this done before I can go on to point B and C and D. So
right.
Just where I'm at right now. We're all in different places, so.
Well, here's another idea for a vision board. You can always either do like a circle and do kind of like a clock and section it off by month, and then your visions, you know what I mean, that go in a circle so that you have this goal to follow.
Exactly.
So maybe that might, you know, maybe that one might work out for you if you have a specific goal in mind for the year and you want to accomplish a certain thing every month. That would be a really nice way to do your board.
You know, it would be really cool, too, for those of you who have really cool vision boards. I would love to see them. If you are game for it, if you want to send an attachment, do I dare say send an attachment to our email?
Yeah, you could do that.
Or even on Facebook? Probably it would be email. That would be easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you could also, you know, send us a private message on Facebook as well.
Just so we can see. Those of you who would like to share it, and you don't have to show us the details of it, but just how you have it set up. And, like, there's so many artists out there, too. And just to see how creative, and this is your opportunity for those who aren't artists, see how creative you can get with your vision boards. And this isn't a contest, but just to see, I would love to see how creative people get with their vision boards. And then if you're okay with us showing it, then we can put it on our Facebook page and say, here's, or our blog, and just say, here's somebody's, you know, here's a way of somebody created their vision board and it looks like this. And because a lot of people are very visual, and so when they see something, it gives them a, you know, a template to build off of, going, oh, I can make mine somewhat like this or whatever. So, people are always benefit from pictures. So if you're wanting to do that and you're drawn to that, I know I'd appreciate seeing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have something unusual, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speak and very unusual and very creative.
And then also let us know if you're okay with us publishing it. So.
Oh, yes. Please let us know that. Because otherwise, just it's for Marie and I to see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That'd be wonderful. And you can send it within whenever. That's fine, too. So I'm trying to think, what else do I want to add to that? Is there anything else you want to add to it? Oh,
no,
you know what? And you can add sacred objects to it, too. You can actually, like, glue stuff onto it or tape it on so that way you can use it and reuse it again, like feathers, rocks, wood, whatever you want to do. If there's pictures that you want to use of, you know, of the past, whether it's a size that you want to get back down to or if it's clothes that you want to come back to, whatever. I mean, that's stuff that you can reuse.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be, remember, you don't have to put material things on there. You can put everything completely spiritual. You want open up this chakra. You want to ascend to this level. You know, you want to open up your clairvoyance. I mean, you can do a lot of things with a vision board.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want, you know, more of a pure heart, you can ask for that. Like, there's a lot of individuals out there right now who are very guarded and protected in their heart. And just saying, I don't know how to allow love in my life, and I don't know how to love in a healthy way, that can be the thing that you're manifest, or, you know, that you're working on the vision board for the next month, you know. And I'm not saying it has to take a month. It could take more than that. But that could be something that you work on also, opening up your heart chakra. Our heart chakra is how you're going to get tuned into your heart's desire. So that's the reason I'm bringing that one up, because you have your three parts of your heart chakra, the low heart, middle heart, and the high heart. And it's the high heart, which is what we're all tuning into, and that's what we're clearing out right now, because it's never been used in this lifetime before. So that's where we will, the clearer it is, the more clear you are on what it is that you desire and what your soul purpose is. So that, if anybody's going, I don't know what I should focus on, then let that be a focus. Don't do it just because Beth said, but that's just an idea for you too. Because when your high heart is open, then your throat chakra is going to open up more. And as your throat and heart chakra open up more, your third eye, your psychic eye is going to open up more. As that opens up, your crown chakra opens up. And as that opens up, there is a chakra above you, which is your soul star, that goes up there. Then you're going to find out and tune in with your soul a lot easier when your heart chakra on up, your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th on up is clear. You guys are going to be amazed at how much clearer your information is coming in and how much trusting you'll.
Right. And you know, I've talked to a couple individuals who are really fascinated with angels, and they want to connect with certain angels and archangels. So you can use your vision board to, you know, put a vision of the archangel that you want to connect with more. You know, who do you want to tune in with? Who do you want to receive more messages from? Who do you want to be in line with? So that would be a really nice different vision board as well.
And did you guys know that for those of you who want that connection, they're always there, just so you know. It's about you knowing that you're worthy and deserving of having that connection with them. And then you can ask for a specific color, smell, whatever, for you to be able to identify them. Put it on your vision board so that you can remember what it is that you're asking them to come in so that you know how to identify them.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a color, a smell. Well, it might be a picture that they show you. It might be a feeling that you have. It might be something that you're drawn to. So, and there are a lot of people right now who are wanting to make that connection, so that's a good one. You can do the same thing for your spirit guides, the ones who are guiding you through life. Ask them. Some of them aren't going to let you know what their name is yet, for whatever reason. Remember, life is about a game, you guys. It's not because they're being mean or rude or disrespectful. But some of them are going, I just want to build your trust towards me, and the name is irrelevant. Because you have to remember, in the etheric world, we don't go by names, you guys. We go by a sound, a frequency, a vibrancy. that's what our names, our earth names don't matter out there. So they don't go by them. That's the human who's had to humanize it in some way, shape, or form to wrap their brain around it. So ask your guides to give you clear messages. So that's something you can do on your vision board. I have had a lot of people, I want to know what my guides are. You have to remember, you have your day-to-day guides that are with you every day and your guides who are here for certain situations. So you have to be specific on what you want to connect with and build that trust with. So be specific. Do the vision board. But that means you have to take the time to meditate with it also.
Right. Right. Yeah, so as you can, as you've heard, I mean, there are so many different uses and
yeah.
so many different vision boards that you can do. It all depends on, it's just, you know, what are you drawn to? What are your specific needs? What are your specific goals? And that's where you start.
Oh, you guys, and this would be something perfect if you want to do a family one and if you want your kids to get into this too. So sit down, and so everybody can do it on a family night, a great family project to do. You can either do one as a whole, what you want to do as a family, if you're wanting to spend, you know, a family night together, building that connection, that cohesiveness with each other, or, you know, also to where you all have your own individual goals, but you're all sitting down and you're doing it together. And remember, your kids learn from example, from you modeling it. So perfect thing to do. With mm-hmm. your family, your loved ones, you know, your neighbor, whoever. It's, you can do this with anybody, and it doesn't matter what the age is. You would be amazed at what kids can come up with. And what a
oh,
way
yeah.
to empower a child. What a way to empower a child.
I mean, wouldn't that be fun, taking a small, a younger child and saying, okay, you know, let's create a vision board. What do you see for your life? And see what they... see what they map out for themselves. See where their imagination takes them. That would be awesome.
And then you'd be amazed at what they want to create, saying if there's anything that you want to bring into your life, you would be amazed at no matter how young they are, the words that will come out of their mouth, you guys. Remember, these are old souls that are much more enlightened than you and I because they're new, and the more they're coming in now, they don't have the karma that we have. A lot of them don't have karma anymore. Some still do, but not to the intensity that we do. So they have the clearer connection. You'll be amazed at what they say, and they might say something that inspires you. So it's
mm-hmm.
like sit and definitely include your kids on this. And what a way for you guys to really build a relationship that maybe that's the, you know, the connection that you're wanting, that it's more spiritual, and helping your kids really own who it is that they are. Because remember, they're bright lights. We all are, but those kids are really bright lights, and let's help them stay bright and that they're shining. Because they have enough coming at them trying to shut them down. Keep those lights bright. Keep them bright.
Well, I think it would be interesting, too, to see what they may express through a vision board that they may not be able to express to you.
Yes.
Maybe a feeling or something, you know, so they're able to put their creative stuff on a board and say, okay, my feelings are this, but, you know, I think it would help families tremendously because, you know, what they can't express, they can put down visually.
And, you know, and they'd also be able to work on different skills, their cutting skills, their hand and eye coordination. So believe it or not, you guys are working on individual skills that they're going to need for school and for your child who might be needing to improve on that. Another perfect way, or, you know, for kids to where they may not be able to cut, have it cut out for them already, and then they get to use a glue stick, and they can glue it, and they can put it just on, like, a poster board or, you know, whatever background. It doesn't have to be a poster board. Get really creative on what they want. It might be something that let them do it on their bedroom. For those who are going, we're going to paint over it or put wallpaper over it, see how creative they can get. You'll be amazed at what they end up creating. It's amazing what kids create. It is absolutely amazing. And don't be surprised if it's all rainbows, unicorns, and fairies and angels. But you'd be amazed at what I see kids, what they talk about, what they draw, and what they think about. It absolutely just mind boggles me. Oh, my Lord, these kids are gifted, so gifted.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
definitely show those
pictures. Exactly. So we are almost at the end of our show. We've got about a minute left, and Gosh, I hope that we were able to inspire you to create your own vision board and help you, you know, get your manifestations out into the universe.
Yes, 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 yes. We appreciate everybody for listening to and for tuning in. We appreciate
Absolutely.
All of you.
We do, and we appreciate call-ins, too, and we thank our caller for Melvin for calling in. Thank you so much. And
yep.
We will catch you all on Friday at 1 o'clock for our Phone In Friday show. Have a good evening.
Fun and love and light, guys. Good night.
Yep. Good night. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.